Hello and welcome to the Trust the Wizards podcast, episode 115. My name is Chorizo Garbanzo, and over there, brought to you by the power of Skype, is my good friend Mr. Kicker of Elves.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, what are you talking French for?
Oui, bonjour, haricot de viande épicé. C'est moi qui donne un coup de pied aux elfes. Oui, je veux jouer un peu de yéyé ultra chic. Un peu de oublier qui est sûr rentre sans moi. Un petit baiser, ma première cigarette. Zubisou, bisou, chacha, stop. C'est bien mieux comme ça, tu mens. Je pâterai le paradis pour toi. Si tu veux que je te dise, Jean-Loup, le joli cœur. Mon cœur est prêt. Ne t'en fais pas, c'est le garçon avec toi. Bien, échangez maintenant. Il téléphone. Qui est-ce que au téléphone? C'est sous le mot Saint-Gillian Hill.
De. Voilà, c'est comme ça depuis 10 heures ce matin. Ce n'est pas libre, ce n'est pas libre. Je sens la colère qui me fait trembler les mains. Ce n'est pas libre, ce n'est pas libre. Et je perds mon sang-froid en écoutant cet air-là.
De.
That was Gillian Hill. Well, actually, we're probably more likely to be Gillian Hills with or tut 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 tut, originally, or Busy Signal by the Lollipops. But that was in French, kinda. Like my introduction, kinda. I actually read you all that stuff off the back of her album that I picked up.
Cool.
Fairly recently. The album's called Zoo Bichou Bichou.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means. I think it means, does it mean kiss, kiss, bisou, bisou?
I think so, yeah. I reckon I know where you heard that song.
Where?
I think you heard it, because I also recently bought this compilation here. You see this CD, it's called Très Chic, and it's French female singers of the 1960s. And I bought it because I was after this song, and I heard it in the series The Queen's Gambit, and I reckon that's where you heard it too.
I did, and I've got that compilation, but I've got this, which is all Gillian Hills. Gillian Hills actually is English, not French. She was an English actress and singer, and she was in a number of films in the 60s, but she sang a lot of songs in French as part of that sort of yay yay movement. And I don't think I've heard a yay yay song I would say nay nay to. I think I would say yay yay to all of them.
In 1972, the band Figures of Light from New Brunswick released a single called It's Lame. It was very Stooges influenced, and they made 100 copies, and then they were never heard from again. In 2006, the owners of Norton Records heard this song, re-released it, and on the back of that, the old band reformed and made some albums. This is from one of those albums. Like I say, they're called Figures of Light, and they've got the Seething Psychosexual Conflict Blues.
Baseball team better than I manage my anger these days. And I trade my best pitcher for a draft pick and a picture of the president writhing in pain. It's a weird thing to wish for, but I can't stop wishing, refreshing the browser someday. If I live long enough and the world doesn't end, my wish will come true in a way. And he'll die like we all die, in pain or asleep, and we'll still have our fantasy baseball. And the next fascist fucker in line for the job of demolishing hope for us all. So I'm putting in love now, I'm putting in faith, putting fear on a long-term IL. I'm going outside, I'm gonna help organize something better, something beautiful.
So that was Fantasy Baseball at the End of the World by John K. Sampson, and it's a track that you can get from his Bandcamp page, which is John K. Sampson, S-A-M-S-O-N, music, all one word, .bandcamp.com. That song actually came out in 2020, July 2020, but I've only just heard it, I think it's a remarkable song, really, really good. I've got an album by John K. Sampson, who used to be in the band The Weaker Thans. I don't know if you remember them, a Canadian band. So presumably he's Canadian as well. I've got an album by him which is called Provincial, which came out in 2012, which is okay. It's got some good stuff on it, but I really like that song. I think that's brilliant.
It was timely for last summer as well, wasn't it? With its references to, Mr. Trump.
Yeah, well...
If that's what we want to call it. Right, it's time for you to choose a Lucky Dip selection. Yeah?
So okay.
I've got the box of CDs chosen by the dog.
I'm going to eschew... No, let me stop you right there. I'm going to eschew the idea of there being a number of rows. I'm just going to go give you a number, which may be in the first row. It may take us into the second row. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
But Leeds United have finished on 56 points in the season.
Yeah.
We're going to 59, but I don't really care whether they do or not. We're finishing 10th. So I'd like you to get the 56th CD, please.
You mean starting from the top of the box?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. You're going to need to talk because it's going to take me a while.
Yeah, you can do 56. That would be very good. So, yeah, Leeds United, first season back in the Premier League. I'm sure all our listeners are very keenly following the big football now. And, we've been pretty good. And so there's every chance that next season we'll be pretty shite, and that'll be that. But nevertheless, let's live on these happy moments. 56 points, pretty good return for a first season. Could be 59 if we beat West Brom playing tomorrow. I don't know what else is going on in football, and I don't know about the lower league stuff that Garbanzo follows. No idea what's going on there. I imagine that QPR are playing, I don't know, Lincoln or someone. All very good. And then we go into the Euros.
I have a CD.
And
I have a CD, and it's a good one.
Come back to
it. It's a good one. There are 13 songs on this CD.
Okay, well, we're going to finish, almost certainly going to finish 10th, so let's have the 10th song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good choice. Can you see what I'm holding up?
B-52s.
The very best of the B-52s. Dance This Mess Around. And song number 10 is Song for a Future Generation.
Mother, father, daughter.
But always good to hear the B-52s, and it makes me think, I want to be a Leeds United mascot.
I want to be one of the Becclaimers.
Let's meet and make a podcast.
Now. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to hear that. This compilation has got all their... Well, it's just the ones that they made on Island Records. So for my money, that's all the best stuff. But just listen to the track listing. 13 songs, every single one is magnificent. Party Out of Bounds, Devil in My Car, Dirty Back Road, 6-0, 6-0, 8-4-2. Weak, What's That on Your Head, Dance This Mess Around, Rock Lobster, Strobe Light, Want to Make Love to You Under the Strobe Light, Give Me Back My Man, Song for a Future Generation that you just heard, Planet Claire, 52 Girls, and finishing with my personal favourite, Private Idaho. You're living in your own Private Idaho. What a compilation. That has got to be up there with one of the best ofs ever made.
Yes. Well, listener, let us know if you think there's a better one. I'm going to play a song from another compilation record. I've been doing a bit of a sort out of my record shelves over the last few weeks, basically because they're full. And so I'm taking records off the shelves and putting them in boxes. And one of the things I've done is I've taken out all the live albums, for example, which I know upsets you. But I've also separated out the reggae. And going through the shelves, picking out reggae records has obviously been great fun and caused me to play a lot of reggae over the last few weeks. Some of these records I've forgotten I had, including this one, which is a compilation of the band The Gladiators, who were around sort of early, mid-70s, from Kingston, Jamaica, of course. They're all builders, and they, it says on the back of this compilation that they met on a building site and just started singing and jamming. And I don't know how true that is, but I like the idea of that. And it's all great. So the record's called Vital Selection. And there you go, there it is. Very, very nice. Lots of green stuff on it, green leafy stuff. I can't imagine what that is referring to. Oh, it's people dancing. It's people dancing, that's what it is. It seems to be figures dancing. Anyway, let's have a listen. I could have chosen any of these. These are all really good as well. So I'm going to play the second track, which is called Hearsay.
Don't deal in no kind of hearsay.
Hearsay.
Back away with that and come straight. If you are come,
if you are come, you are come.
Say them are the general, them are the big chief,
the big chief.
But the winning card in this game is how you got it.
Is how you got it.
Remember this little saying, that bush of ears. Big sense out of nonsense, you'll get the answer.
You got the answer.
Bush don't have ears, my friend. Someone may have been it, hearing what you have said about your brothers.
Brothers, brothers.
Hearing what you have said about your sisters.
Sisters, sisters.
Hearing how you have made your own confession.
Confession.
Hearing what you have done in the past, cause every secret sin must reveal. So if you don't know what I want,
ooh, yeah.
Keep your mouth shut and don't say a word, y'all.
Don't just say a word, y'all.
Remember this little saying, that bush of ears. Big sense out of nonsense, you get the answer.
You got the answer.
Bush don't have ears, my friend, but someone may be in it, hearing what you have said about your brothers.
Brothers, brothers.
Hearing what you have said about your sisters.
Sisters, sisters.
Hearing how you have made your own confession.
Confession.
Hearing what you have done in the past, cause every secret sin must reveal. So if you don't know what I want, keep your mouth shut and don't say a word, y'all.
Don't just say a word, y'all.
Keep your mouth shut and don't say a word, y'all.
Don't just say a word, y'all.
Keep your mouth shut and don't say a word, y'all.
That was Looking for Trudy by David Bolter from his album Yarmouth, which came out last year and was on my list of favourite albums of 2020. But the CD has just come out a couple of weeks ago. David Bolter is the piano player and keyboard player from one of my favourite bands, Tindersticks. And that's an instrumental album. The flute there being played by someone called Boris Vladimir Secchi. And it's evocative is the word. It was inspired by you know, memories of childhood holidays in Yarmouth. And I don't know how instrumental music can be quite so evocative of childhood and lost times in the past and all that. But it reminds me of exactly that, of my childhood holidays with my grandparents in Weymouth and Eastbourne.
That's on the Clay Pipe Music label, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
They tend to produce records that sound quite a lot like that. I mean, in the sense that it's instrumental generally. I recently bought an album from that label by John Brooks called Shackwick. John Brooks does quite a lot of the sort of pastoral...
Yeah,
electronica, that type of stuff. Yeah, really good. I really like that. Now then, here's the thing, though. We put that on the back of The Gladiators, fantastic reggae track. What links the two songs, you may well be asking me.
I've got one thing that links the two songs, but I suspect it's not the same thing that you're going to say. But the bass player from Tindersticks in his solo project is a reggae musician. Is that the link, or is that something different?
No, that's just you showing off. The link is Yarmouth, because of course there is a new Yarmouth in Jamaica, which I know about because of New Yarmouth Rum, which I would highly recommend, the single cask New Yarmouth Rum, if you like rum. There's always room for rum.
You're listening to the Trust the Wizards podcast. Kick out the jams, mummy lovers.
It's time for me to choose a record from your shelves.
Oh, good.
I would like shelf number 20 this week, please.
All right, okay. Why is that?
Oh, because of Jeff Cameron, who is an American fella who's been playing for QPR for the last few years, squad number 20. He's left QPR. He's not a particular favourite of mine. He's a bit of a cart horse, but... He has got weird statistic about, you know, QPR are statistically far more likely to win with him in the team, even though he's not particularly good. But I thought he would retire from football altogether because he's quite old, but he's instead gone to Cincinnati to play for them. You know, Guide by Voices territory.
Yeah.
So I believe he scored 4 goals for QPR in his QPR career. So can I have the 4th record from shelf number 20, please?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, 4 goals doesn't sound very much, but he is a defensive midfielder.
Well, it isn't, frankly, is it?
Well, he's a defensive midfielder slash defender, so, yeah. What have we got? How many tracks?
10.
10? Okay. Let's go with track number 4.
Okay, so this is from the album For Concrete and Country by Concretism on the wonderful Castles in Space label. This came out in 2018, and the 4th track is the evocatively titled ROC Trainee Programme.
I wonder if it's music concrete.
Thank you.
That was the super melodic Secrets by Happy Accidents from their third album that came out last year, which is called Sprawling, which definitely isn't a sprawling EP. It's very, very succinct and, I can say, very melodic. HappyAccidentsUK.bandcamp.com is where you can find that record and many more by them. By happy accident, I happened across Happy Accidents at Indie Tracks in 2018 when they were playing on the big indoor stage there where the beer tent, where the beers are. Kicker, you'll remember that. And I've been following them ever since. That was around about the time of their second album, which is also very good. That's called Everything But The Here And Now. But I actually think the third album is the best one that they've done so far. I think some of their albums, not this new one, some of their albums were on Alcopop Records, which I know you're a big collector of as well. They're very melodic. There's also an interesting sort of remix EP as well, with four or five songs of alternative versions, which is also very good.
Excellent. No, really enjoyed that. By the way, when I was playing, I was just having a little look through the records that we've been playing so far on the podcast, and I think it would be remiss of me not to point out that right at the beginning when we played that Gillian Hills song, by the way, the liner notes for that tell me that Gillian Hills there is accompanied by someone called Gerard Huguet, or really Gerard Huge. Which, right. If that's his real name, fair play.
Right. And not, are you sure it's not Gerard Houllier?
No, H-U-G-E with an acute accent.
Oh, okay.
Hugely. Right. Gerard Houllier is all about your grime scene, isn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, talking of unlikely genres, it's about time we played a Guided by Voices record, isn't it? And as luck would have it, happy accident if you like, they've got a new record out. I think it's only the second of the year. It's fantastic, but it's a musical.
A stage musical?
Well, it's presented as a musical. So it says on the front cover, this is Guided by Voices in a John H. Morrison musical production of Earthman Blues. And the lyrics certainly show some sort of concept. And it's about the life of somebody called Harold Admore Harold. And he's sort of, it's his coming of age and his reckoning with difficulties of life and so on. And there's all sorts of snapshots of his youth and his nightmares and various things going on. I don't know if it's really a concept album, and it certainly doesn't sound like a musical. I don't really like musicals, but I really love this album. I would say it's their best album since Space Gun, which is going some because they've released a lot of albums since then, and they've been mostly very, very good. Anyway, it was difficult for me to narrow it down to choose a track for you to put here, but I've decided to go with The Batman Sees the Ball.
Everything is normal. I'm interested in the job you have posted. It's too bad about what happened when you flashed in the pan. Due to personal reasons, I said nothing in therapy. We just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed. In the future, everyone will be my friend for 15 minutes and we'll look amazing when we're in portrait mode. We are writers, creatives, we work remotely. I am furiously jeweling on the coffee shop patio. Don't wanna hug, don't wanna talk to a dude. Man, I'll be in the corner, bring me water and food. I'm on the outside looking in at you, inside looking out. It's your best life if it's the life that you're living right now. Don't want instructions, but don't know. Have a very, very, very interesting day. Great minds think a lot, and so do ours when it's boring. Let's pretend we're not bitter or better than everything. They say smiling's contagious, but you know, so is yawning. In the future, no compliments are begrudgingly given, and we are not pathologically incapable of sincerity. We are writers, creatives, we work remotely. I'm getting a Gucci logo stick and poke. It's cheaper than therapy. Don't wanna hug, don't wanna talk to a dude. Man, I'll be in the corner, bring me water and food. I'm on the outside looking in at you, inside looking out. It's your best life if it's the life that you're living right now. Don't want instructions, but don't know what to do. Everything is normal. 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 Everything is normal.
The song you just heard was Best Life by Cheekface. It's from their album Emphatically No, which is available at cheekface.bandcamp.com. That came out in January. They've already got another new single out since then, called We Need a Bigger Dumpster, which is also excellent. They're really good, from Los Angeles. Great humour. The vocalist reminds me a little, the band don't sound much like them, but the vocalist reminds me a little bit of Jeffrey Lewis. And the lyrics are fantastic in that song, and they are fantastic consistently throughout their stuff. Yeah.
I really like that. And again, I don't know why, because they don't really sound like them, but it reminded me a bit of Talking Heads. Yeah, maybe it's the rhythm or the bass playing or something.
Yeah, the guitars, I think.
I thought it was really good. And before that, of course, we heard Guided by Voices from the album Earthman Blues, and that was the Batman Sees the Ball. I'm just looking at the sleeve notes, which tells us that song relates to Harold, nine-year-old Harold, earning the sobriquet Tear Ball because he was so poor at sport aged nine.
Ah, so it's nothing to do with Batman or cricket then?
Well, it's not to do with cricket because that would be batsman. I thought it must be to do with baseball. But actually, it's the bat boy in baseball, isn't it? Bat boy is the lad who carries the bats out to the person who's going to hit it. I think it's a hitter rather than the batman. But I have no idea what's going on. But I really like that song. I mean, the guitar playing on that is fantastic. Doug Gillard is brilliant all across this album. He's absolutely superb. I particularly like the bit in that song where he sort of goes,
yeah.
And I don't know how he does that on the guitar, but that's very good.
I think he uses a motorbike for that.
He's motoring away, right?
Motor away, yes. Okay, well, we've come to the end of the show. We're not
Thank
doing,
God.
A regular listener, hello to you out there, our regular listener. You will have noticed we're not doing it in two parts this time. We're not doing a side A or a side B. We've managed to work out a way where we can do it all in one long form podcast. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed that, and I hope you're feeling like you've got a bit more energised because you haven't had to get up halfway through to turn it over. All right.
Excellent. So that's it from us, and we'll see you next time. So it's goodbye from me, or perhaps I should say au revoir.
Arrivederci.
Trustthewizards.com. Middle-aged men with a podcast. How original.
As always, a high level of professionalism is key here at the Trust the Wizards podcast. There's rain falling outside as I record this. You may be able to hear that in the background. But I thought that you, as a special subscriber, would like to know about some of the bonus content we included in that podcast as a special gift to our VIP listeners. Professionalism is the watchword, as I say. Never more so than at the end there, where Kicker was discussing the batsman and the batman and the batsman in baseball and cricket. And you may have noticed excessive biting of my fist to stop myself when he was discussing the role of the bat boy, to stop myself from asking him, what exactly is a batty boy? But you may have noticed some extraneous noises going on during that episode, which we included as bonus content. So well done to you if you got all three of these on your scorecard. Those results again, in case you missed them, were: number one, Chorizo's phone on silent and yet still vibrating right next to the microphone. Number two, Chorizo Jr. shouting to everyone in the house how he needed to wipe his bottom, but there was no toilet roll. And to complete the set, number three, you may have heard near the end, Mrs. Garbanzo hoovering in the room directly above where I was sitting. I bet you don't get any of that on Fern Cotton's podcast. Anyway, thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the bonus content.